system. Quick comment, a couple of things here. 2.5 years later, and General Michael Flynn, still not charged with any crime. I mean, he's been convicted, but not sentenced to jail for anything yet. Doesn't that make you wonder what really went on and what they're looking at in that case? I bring that to your attention because on Monday, the Inspector General's report, Michael Horowitz, will be made public. And conveniently enough, the Democrats made sure to schedule another hearing with Jerry Nadler on the morning of December the 9th. Think they're trying to distract you from something? It's a possibility. My next guest, Dr. Lauren Wright here, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. She's a contributor to this program and many others. I see her all over the place. Doctor, welcome back.
Hi, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Good to speak with you. How have you been?
I've been great, except I do have a cold this morning, so you and your listeners will have to bear with me a little bit.
We'll work through it. We'll be gentle. We'll work through it. So Nancy Pelosi yesterday announcing that they're moving ahead with impeachment, and I wonder why at this time. It is unusual. I don't think she really believes these are impeachable offenses. I don't. I think she's doing it to placate her base. But as you look at the swing districts, 35 members of Congress that are Democrats in districts won by Donald Trump, two of those Democrats say, we're not on board with this. They're already out and saying, we're not there. So the only thing that's bipartisan about all of this is opposition to impeachment. What do you make of that?
Well, it's true. It's been a highly partisan process. It will continue to be that way. And I think Nancy Pelosi knows that. I think you're right that she did get pressured by the more progressive part of her caucus. She did not want to do this. And that actually, I think, strengthens the argument that she felt she had to, because Democrats and Republicans now are using this to energize their base before 2020. They're both doing it, and we can see that the way Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are strategizing surrounding it. So I believe that she does believe they are impeachable offenses. However, I also think
you do not. You come on.
There might be electoral costs.
Yeah, you don't really think. A no thinking person actually sees an impeachable offense here. I mean, Jonathan Turley.
Oh, come on, Steve. Of course they do.
Where's the impeachable offense?
Oh, come on. It's the classic impeachable offense.
Really?
It's abuse of power. It's exactly what the founders talked about.
Really? So talking to a foreign head of state, because Jonathan Turley framed this very, very well, a liberal Democrat who doesn't like Donald Trump and didn't vote for him and wouldn't vote for him in the future, who got very little airtime, of course. But Turley framed it very well. There was no quid pro quo. Of course, that term was too over the head of too many people, so then they called it bribery, which, of course, it's not bribery, Lauren. That's not even close. We know what bribery is. That isn't it. I mean, and to talk about obstruction of justice, so you get a demand of documents, and you say, you know what? I don't think we owe that to you. Let's go to court and figure it out. That's the way it works. Co-equal branches of government. The executive branch has a dispute with the legislative branch, so they send it to the courts. That's not obstruction of justice. That's the process. Tell me where I'm wrong.
They did send it to court, and they said you do have to appear.
So they appealed.
That was the precise decision.
Right, so they appealed. It's not a concluded case yet. They have appealed the case, and until the case goes all the way through, it's a process. You know that. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, well, let's see what happens, because
right.
I do not think that when Congress subpoenas you, you can say, guess what, I'm not coming. And I think
be
a little more scared when that starts happening
because
they're a little bit more powerful.
So just so I understand then, you believe that the legislative branch has the ability to dictate to the executive branch.
The power of impeachment in the House, yes, that's what the Constitution says.
Right, so you have the opinion that the legislative branch can dictate to the executive branch what they have to produce and when, and there's no recourse for the executive branch. There's no co-equal then. The legislative branch is superior to the executive branch in your manner of thinking.
No, there are absolutely exceptions, and those surround national security, not just people that are on your staff that don't like talking about
Actually, that was established in the Nixon case, that there are things on your staff that you can keep private and confidential. Barack Obama established the same thing in the last term. So you don't think the judicial process means anything then? If the legislators say, we want this, if the executive says, no, I don't want to give you those things, I want to take it to court, that's obstruction of justice? That's ridiculous.
No, I think there are important exceptions. And I also think that we did just see that with Trump's tax returns, by the way.
He doesn't
have to
prove
them. So there's a perfect example of something that they can't just take if they want it. But if there's an investigation going on into
you're being dishonest
process, which we've seen, you do need to come and answer questions. Yes,
you're being dishonest. The fact of the matter is, these are not concluded cases. You get to appeal. You get to go through the process, and when it's concluded, it would be obstruction of justice if a court says you must produce these documents, and it's at the final stage of the process, and the executive says, I'm not going to produce it. That would be obstruction of justice. Until we get to that point, it does not qualify. It does not reach that level.
Okay.
You know that, and so do I.
Well, let's set aside the obstruction of justice, because I probably agree with you more there, since Mueller said he could not conclude definitively that it was a crime, right? That was what he was investigating.
Here's what Mueller said.
Set aside.
The investigation did
I'm
not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government.
That happened here.
Say that again.
I'm more concerned with the abuse of power.
What abuse of power?
I'm much more concerned with the holdup of military aid for an investigation into a political opponent.
Uh-huh. And what did the president get in return for that? The aid was held up for what, 55 days? Oh, by the way.
Until
it was
found
not,
out
it was
that
not
there was
military aid as far as
report, which is what
there was
the
no hold on.
Showed last
the,
week.
There was no holdup of the missiles, they went, or of rifles, they went, or of ammunition. That all went. All of the military that is military in nature, that is offensive, that is weaponry, that was never held up. You know that, of course. The things that were held up were blankets and food and other things, and that only happened for 55 days. The president got nothing in return, and this happens all the time. America puts there are strings attached.
No, it doesn't, Steve. It does not happen.
America
all
doesn't
the time
attach strings, Lauren.
Foreign leader to investigate a political opponent before an election. That never happened.
So,
actually.
Just so
it
I understand
never,
that.
Never, ever happened.
So,
in the
just
United
so I'm clear.
America.
Oh, please. So, let me understand this. Hunter Biden can get a job with a gas company in a business he knows nothing about, a language he doesn't speak, gets to show up a couple of times a year, gets paid $1 million a year with no qualifications whatsoever. But we can't investigate that because his name's Biden. Am I understanding that?
Well, I don't agree that that's true. I don't think he should have had that job.
But we can't investigate
it. Like from Axios that saw that the Obama administration was really worried about this and they thought it was wrong.
Mm-hmm. But we can't investigate him because his name is Biden, because if you ask to investigate it, my God, we're going to impeach the president because he's related
to a possible
candidate.
I'm sure the Senate will figure out a way to get Hunter Biden to testify or to get some questions
that's
answered
not the point.
About that. I think it falls
that's not
more
the point,
under the
Lauren.
Category of a stupid move.
Hold on. The point is, you think it's an impeachable offense.
And Biden's staff was clearly worried about saying that to him, probably for the same reason that we saw last night with this Iowa voter who asked the question.
No, that's not the point. The point is, you think it's an impeachable offense because the president asks about what is clearly not normal, which is an outrageous arrangement with Burisma and the son of the vice president that looks and smells like corruption, and you think that's an impeachable offense just to ask because his last name is Biden. I'll give you the last word.
I think it's impeachable because it's the holdup of United States taxpayer-funded resources, mm-hmm. military in particular, national security resources.
Didn't hold those things
up. In exchange for a political investigation.
Lauren, I appreciate you being here as always. However,
we'll
have another talk again soon. Dr. Lauren Wright here, Politics, Public Affairs, Princeton University, and always spirited is Lauren. Really appreciate that. 41 after on a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.